A review of this week's Parliament proceedings read by Aparajita Nair. Proceedings of the House began with Deputy Chairman Harivansh reading the obituary reference to former Rajya Sabha member and present Governor of Nagaland, Laganeshan, and the members observing a brief silence in the memory of the departed. After the laying of prayers, the Deputy Chairman disallowed the notices received for discussion on various issues, as some of them were not in accordance with the rules, while others were on matters that were sub judice. The members of the opposition protested the non-acceptance of the notices. As the protests by the opposition persisted, he adjourned the House till 2 p.m. In the post-lunch session, the House took up the Indian Ports Bill 2025. Even as the minister spoke on the bill, the opposition continued to raise slogans on SIR in Bihar. Vice Chairman Sasmit Patra allowed Leader of the Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge to speak. Mr. Kharge began speaking on the SIR in Bihar. He also raised the vote theft issue. Mr. Patra said that any issue that is sub judice cannot be discussed in the House. He said anything other than the Indian Ports Bill 2025 will not go on record, and then allowed Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, to speak. Mr. Nadda charged the opposition with obstructing the proceedings. He said that the government is ready to discuss any issue as per the rules of the House. Protesting the refusal of the chair to allow them to raise the issue of SIR in Bihar, the opposition staged a walkout from the House. Thereafter, the House took up the Indian Ports Bill 2025 for consideration. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister for Shipping Sarbananda Sonowal said that the present bill has been brought to the House after wide-ranging consultation with all stakeholders and is meticulously designed to align with the best global practices. After the minister's reply, the bill was passed by a voice vote. With its passage in the Rajya Sabha, the bill has received the approval of the Parliament. On Monday, the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha. Introducing the bill, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said the bill seeks to enhance trust-based governance for ease of doing business. The bill was then referred to the Select Committee of the House. The committee has been tasked to submit its report to the House by the first day of the next session of Parliament. A bill to include Indian Institute of Management, Guwahati, to the schedule of the Indian Institutes of Management Act to make it an institution of national importance was also introduced in the House. A special discussion also began in Lok Sabha on India's first astronaut aboard the International Space Station. However, the discussion remained inconclusive due to opposition protests over the SIR issue. In his opening remarks, Union Minister Jitendra Singh said that an Indian astronaut will herald Viksit Bharat by landing on the moon in 2040. Singh said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi undertook space sector reforms after assuming office in 2014. He also said that after opening up the space sector for private players in 2020, India's space economy has already reached USD 8 billion and would touch USD 45 billion in the next decade. He said, India will undertake an uncrewed space mission involving a robot, Vyom Mitra, in 2026, followed by its maiden human spaceflight, Gaganyaan, in 2027. He said, India will set up its own Bharat Antariksh Station in 2035. Earlier, the Lok Sabha speaker described it as a moment of pride and enthusiasm for the country and welcomed Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force to the soil of India. When the uproar of the opposition members did not stop after the minister started discussion, the presiding officer, Dilip Saikia, adjourned the proceedings for the day. On Tuesday, the Lok Sabha passed the Institute of Management Amendment Bill 2025 to set up Indian Institute of Management in Guwahati, with the Union Government providing capital support of 550 crore rupees. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan piloted the bill amid opposition protest over the issue of SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. Lok Sabha proceedings were adjourned repeatedly, and finally for the day after the passage of the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill amid unrelenting protests by opposition parties demanding a discussion on the SIR exercise in Bihar and other issues. Earlier, participating in the resumed special discussion on Shubhanshu Shukla's sojourn to the International Space Station, BJP's Nishikant Dubey criticized the Congress, claiming that it sabotaged India's space program at the behest of foreign countries when it was in power. Earlier, when the House met at 11 a.m., Speaker announced that now onwards, the translation of the proceedings of the House will be available for members in all 22 languages under the 8th schedule of the Constitution. Proceedings of the Rajya Sabha remained disrupted on Tuesday as well, with the opposition protesting the vote theft allegations and the SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. The uproar by the opposition led to disruption of 0 hour and adjournment of the House till 2 p.m. Earlier, after laying of papers, Deputy Chairman Harivansh informed the House that he has received 20 notices on different issues, but none of them are being admitted as they do not conform to the rules of the House. Soon after, the members of the opposition were on their feet raising slogans on the allegations of vote theft and the SIR in Bihar. He urged the opposition to allow the proceedings of the House. When the uproar persisted, he adjourned the House till 2 p.m. In the post-lunch session, the House took up the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration. Even as the Minister for Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, spoke on the bill, the opposition demanded that the Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, be allowed to speak. Mr. Kharge sought to raise the issue of the SIR in Bihar. Vice Chairman Ghanshyam Tiwari said that the House will only take up legislative business. Meanwhile, the opposition continued to raise slogans on the issue of SIR in Bihar. John Brittas of the CPIM demanded that the bill be referred to a select committee of the House. Vice Chairman said that under rules, the bill cannot be referred to the select committee. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister for Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, said that revolutionary changes have taken place in the mining sector after the NDA government came to power in 2014. After the minister's reply, the bill was passed by voice vote. With the passage of the bill in the Rajya Sabha, the bill has received the approval of the parliament. After the passage of the bill, the House was adjourned for the day. On Wednesday, the government introduced 3 bills in the Lok Sabha for the removal of Prime Minister, Chief Ministers and Ministers arrested on serious criminal charges for 30 days, drawing fierce protests from the opposition. The bills are the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025. Amid repeated disruptions, Union Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the bills as a resolution was passed by a voice vote to refer the measures to a joint committee of Parliament comprising 21 members from Lok Sabha and 10 from Rajya Sabha. The committee has been mandated to submit its report to the House by the last day of the first week of the next session. As soon as the bills were tabled, the opposition members began protesting and trooped into the well, raising slogans. Some even tore copies of the bills in front of the Home Minister. Opposition MPs, including AIMIM's Asaduddin Owaisi and Congress's Manish Tiwari and K.C. Venugopal, spoke against the introduction, terming the proposed legislation against the Constitution and federalism, while Shah rejected criticism that the bills were brought in haste. Amid continuous noisy protests, the House was adjourned till 5 p.m. Earlier in the day, as the protests escalated, there was a brief jostling between opposition and ruling party MPs, with BJP members, including Union Ministers Ravneet Singh Bittu and Kiran Rijiju, stepping in to shield Amit Shah. 3 House Marshals formed a protective ring around Shah. The Lok Sabha also passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 to ban online games played with money to check rising instances of addiction, money laundering, and financial fraud through such applications. The bill also seeks to prohibit advertisement related to online money games, as well as bars banks and financial institutions from facilitating or transferring funds for any of such games. The bill was passed by a voice vote after brief remarks by Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav amid protests in the House by opposition members. Rajya Sabha continued to witness uproarious scenes on Wednesday also, with the opposition protesting against the SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. The protest by the opposition forced disruption of the zero hour and the question hour, leading to two adjournments of the House in the pre-lunch session. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m., the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025 was taken up. Even as the minister began speaking on the bill, the opposition continued to raise slogans. They demanded that the leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, be allowed to speak. Leader of opposition tried to raise the Bihar SIR and vote theft issues. However, the chair said that nothing other than pertaining to bill will go on record. Thereafter, the opposition walked out in protest and the House took up the bill for consideration. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan replied to the discussion. He said, "The endeavour of the Narendra Modi government is to make the youth of the northeastern states and other parts of the country Atmanirbhar through establishment of world-class institutions." After the minister's reply, the bill was passed by the House by a voice vote. With its passage in the Rajya Sabha, it has received the approval of the Parliament. On Thursday also, the last day of the monsoon session, proceedings in the Rajya Sabha remained disrupted with the opposition protest on the SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. The uproar by the opposition led to disruption of zero hour and the question hour, leading to adjournment of the House till 2 p.m. When the House resumed at 2 p.m., Home Minister Amit Shah moved a motion for nominating 10 members of the House to the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Constitution, 130th Amendment Bill, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill, and Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill. After this, the House took up the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 for consideration. With the noisy scenes persisting, the bill was passed by a voice vote after rejecting the amendments moved by John Brittas and Mr. V. Shivadasan of the CPIM. With the passage of the bill in the Rajya Sabha, the bill has received the approval of the Parliament. After the passage of the bill, the House was adjourned sine die. Deputy Chairman Harivansh, in his valedictory remarks, lamented that the session was marked by repeated disruptions. He said that the productivity of the House was 38%, which calls for serious introspection. During the session, 14 government bills were passed or returned. The Lok Sabha was also adjourned sine die on Thursday, drawing curtains on the month-long monsoon session. After an earlier adjournment at 11 a.m., the House met again at 12 noon. Speaker Om Birla lamented about the planned disruptions by the opposition on daily basis. He said it was time for introspection for all, as not much discussion could take place during the month-long session. Mr. Birla said it had been decided at the beginning of the session that there would be discussions for 120 hours in this session. But due to continuous deadlock and planned disruptions, the House could barely work for 37 hours in this session. That's all in the Parliament Review.